Outdoor Living Unlimited puts cool stuff in your yard. Patios, decks, pergolas, outdoor kitchens, screen rooms, even in-ground pools. You dream it, we design it together, then Outdoor Living Unlimited installs it for you. OutdoorLivingUnlimited.com.
This is Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Oh my goodness, the snow on the ground. Usually doesn't have this much snow this early in the season, and it certainly doesn't usually stick around. Usually we bounce back into the 40s or 50s. I know, it's been really cold too. The snow's not so bad, it is just the cold that kind of gets to you. I am happy though that we'll have a white Christmas. It certainly looks that way. Things could change, but it's definitely looking good for that, and that's good for the kids. If you didn't get your lights up, it's going to be pretty tough to do it now. But you will find a way, and we're going to find a way to get you all set for Christmas on this week's Experience Wisconsin show. We've got some great guests coming up a little bit later on. Ann Sayers on unexpected eateries. Some cool surprises in Ann's list. Also later on, Kathleen Eichhoff, Elkhart Lake. They have their Old World Christmas Market. It is rocking and it is super special. And up next, we head to the Northwoods, Rhinelander, Rachel Balin. It's Experience Wisconsin, kind of a holiday-ish edition. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, hey, thanks for hanging out with us. Hope you're having a great weekend. Let's head north. Rachel Balin is the Director of Events and Strategic Initiatives at the Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce. I know it's beautiful up there. Hey, Rachel, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about Rhinelander this time of year. So much to talk about. It's so beautiful up there. Lights of the Northwoods. What is this all about?
Well, we kind of kick off the season with some amazing lights displays in the Northwoods here. I mean, it looks even better because we just got some fresh snowfall, so that's great too. But the Lights of the Northwoods, it's the ninth annual event, and any day of the week you can go for absolutely free. They do take either monetary donations or canned donations as well, but that's at Hodig Park, and that's from 5 to 9, and it's just, there's millions of lights over there, and it's really something to see, especially right next to the lake.
It sounds really cool, and I heard that they have New Year's Day fireworks. Is that right?
They do. So not only can you drive through any night of the week, but they have activities on three weekends in December. And then on New Year's Day, which is something fun, you can actually see fireworks in the winter. So it's a great outdoor event. You can walk to it. You can take your sled and go, you know, right up close to it, and it's really great.
That sounds really cool. Rondelet Ranch, they have something cool going on there, don't they?
Yeah, so not only do we have Lights of the Northwoods, we also have Rondelet Ranch just outside of town, about 15 minutes in Hershaw, and they call it their Christmas Wonderland, and it is absolutely stunning. They actually custom make their own lights displays out there, so they have certain days that on Fridays and Saturdays you can go to a walking tour. On Tuesdays and Sundays you can do a driving tour. It's $25 per car, but you can go on their website and get a coupon and get a discount that way, but it really is something to see. They have refreshments and they have photo ops with Santa and the Grinch, and it really is a Christmas wonderland out there.
That sounds really cool. We're talking to Rachel Balin, Director of Events and Strategic Initiatives at the Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce. Pioneer Park has a Christmas open house. What can people expect to see there?
So this is so fun. Again, we have amazing lights that actually go over our old train depot. Mm-hmm. And so there's a real live train there, a retired train that they really deck out with tons of lights, and it's totally something to see. There's horse-drawn wagon rides for $5. You can pick up some cookies, and they actually have old speeder rides, which is fun.
Wow.
Yeah, really like holiday fun for all ages there, and that's the weekend of December 12th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh my gosh, it's coming up, so next weekend, so put that on your calendar. People want to make a weekend out of it there, let's walk through some of this. First off, what kind of places can you stay in the Rhinelander area?
Well, we have a huge variety of anything from hotels to cabins and anywhere in between, so make sure you go ahead online and book that. You can go to rhinelanderchamber.com, and it'll link you to all different lodging opportunities there. We have tons of different outdoor rec activities mm-hmm. as well. Anything from snowshoeing, there's cross-country skiing, and you can also stop at the chamber and pick up a map so you know where to go. There's places where you can rent equipment as well, like Mel's Trading Post. Ice fishing is kicking off. We've got, like I said, we've got some snow going on the lakes
yeah.
and a few inches of ice out there
wow.
now, and we've got people doing some fishing out there safely, of course, and yeah, so you want to make sure when you're here to hit some amazing restaurants and supper clubs and get your old-fashioned and your fish fry, too.
Ooh, I like that. So highlight a couple of the restaurants for me.
Absolutely. So one of my favorites with a great view is the Fireside, and it's right on a lake with beautiful view. They have Christmas lights up, and it's a very homey atmosphere, your traditional supper club. We have some great restaurants downtown, too, like the Rhinelander Pub and Brown Street 151. They give you some great experiences and just that Northwoods traditional ambiance.
I love when you mention downtown. You guys have a great downtown. It's kind of the lifeblood of towns. There are those local businesses and restaurants. Tell us what makes Rhinelander's downtown special.
I think, quite honestly, it's the people and the variety of stores downtown. We've got music stores and gift stores and clothing boutiques, and it's a very nice collection of a wide variety of different things you can experience and shop for. We've got a brewery downtown. Mm-hmm. We have a wine bar. It's a little bit of something for everybody.
It's really walkable, too, isn't it?
Absolutely walkable, yes. So, you know, it probably spans 6-7 blocks in both sides in both directions. And, you know, it's like I said, it's just a huge variety, even for kids. There's kids' toy stores and all kinds of things.
Yeah, it's really cute, too. What is the website, Rachel, if people want more information?
RhinelanderChamber.com. You can also go to ExploreRhinelander.com, and that's where you'll find all these restaurants and lodging and activities and outdoor rec suggestions.
Two good choices there. It's a great place to spend a weekend as you get close to Christmas. Rachel Balin is the Director of Events and Strategic Initiatives at the Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce. Rachel, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great December.
You have a great December, too. Up next, Elkhart Lake, when Experience Wisconsin continues.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, we talk to the travel secretary. She is amazing. She is Ann Sayers. I love this week's topic. It was unexpected eateries, fun places off the beaten path. Here's our conversation with Ann. Ann Sayers is sponsored by TravelWisconsin.com. Ann is the travel secretary. Good afternoon, Ann. Thank you so much for being with us.
Good afternoon.
What a fun topic this is. Unexpected eateries. What are we talking about here?
Traveling by fork. My favorite way to travel.
We can savor some home-style cooking in the house-based restaurants.
Yes, a couple great ideas for you in the home-style cooking department. You can travel the state to see historic homes transformed into exceptional dining spots, starting with a journey to Dane County for fine dining at the Stone House at Quivy's Grove. So pretty. It's an Italianate-style mansion in Fitchburg. It's a historic home dating all the way back to 1855, and Quivy's Grove has awesome, authentic food and decor. You'll savor excellently prepared dishes in an unforgettable setting. All the baking and cooking are done right there from scratch, and the meals are an ode to recipes from the 19th century and the individuals who lived in the area at the time. Or you could head up to Bayfield County for literal home cooking at Good Time. That's T-H-Y-M-E. Got it? Good Time in Washburn. You can look for the big yellow house. You'll know that you've arrived when you see it. Step inside. There's a big grand fireplace, warm tones of dark chocolate and copper throughout that what used to be the formal living space of the home. Good Time proudly takes an artisan approach to food. Enjoy appetizers like crab cakes and entrees like the African peanut stew. I've had it. Amazing. And Gao Chu Zheng pork tenderloin.
Oh, you're very bilingual, Anne. That was well done. I like
Thank
it.
You.
All right. You can dine in creatively in repurposed places. This is such a cool idea.
Set up shop in unexpected, quirky spots and help breathe new life into those repurposed places. One of them is in Stevens Point, where you can dine inside a refurbished train car. It's called the Silver Coach. The restaurant and bar are converted from a railroad sleeper car that's over 120 years old. Distinctive, original details, stained glass and carved wood panels add an extra layer of ambiance to the experience. You can browse them full menu of iconic fine dining dishes and meals inspired by the flavors of New Orleans. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Another really cool and different opportunity is in the Fox Cities. You can step into a bank-turned brew pub with a visit to Vault 202. They recently opened, and it's a brewery occupying the former First National Bank, and it preserves elements of the old bank. You can actually head down to the basement to see the massive vault door. And for food, Vault 202 serves up tasty brick oven pizzas, oven fried wings, salads, and shareables.
And there's also tucked away establishments.
Yeah, this is fun. You can kind of experience a feeling of discovery by visiting some tucked away kind of restaurants. In Manitowoc, you can make a plan to dine at the Waterfront Wine Bar. The restaurant is located below street level alongside the riverfront. So walking past, you may not even notice it was there, but it's so worth the visit. You descend the stairs for curated wine tastings and a food menu inspired by global cuisine. Maybe start off with an appetizer like the salted caramel cheese curd. Oh my gosh, I have to try this. And then follow up with a salad, sandwich, burger, entree, such as popular pad thai. Another one, you can dine locally by visiting Milwaukee's best kept secret since 1966, the Safe House Milwaukee, yes. Of course. Yes, they welcome would-be secret agents. You can enter the false storefront. You have to provide a password and then step through the hidden bookcase into a world of fantasy. The space is filled with replica and real artifacts of espionage history, including an actual chunk of the Berlin Wall.
Cool.
And the menu has all these fun fan favorite dishes with cleverly named themes. There's the brisket banh mi. There's a pulled pork provocateur. Gotta try it.
It's so fun. All right, Anne, are you a cook?
No.
Is your husband
eater.
A cook, or
My
do you guys eat out?
I won because he's a really good cook.
Oh, you did win. That's outstanding. You don't need to be a cook if he's a good cook.
Yeah, I think I just don't because nobody wants to eat but I cook, including me. So here we are.
I would give it a shot. I thought maybe for a second there that Unexpected Eateries was going to include the Ann Sayers household, but I guess not.
No, but I'll meet you anywhere out.
I'd like that. For more information on your winter getaway, check out travelwisconsin.com. Anne, thank you so much.
Yep, take care, everyone.
So many great ideas on there. Just love that stuff a whole lot. Hope you're having a great holiday season. Hope your shopping's going well. Hope the decorations are exactly where you want them to be. I don't take it for granted that you spend time with us on Experience Wisconsin. Thank you for helping us hang out and letting us introduce you to great people and places around the state. If you'd like more information, the Travel Wisconsin website is great, travelwisconsin.com. If you'd like more information on the show, that's really easy. It is wtmj.com. I'm John Merkier. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.